Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
I'm going to see if I can poke you with my new toy.
I don't come near
I'm
me with that.
I'm going to poke you with my new toy. It's making weird
gross.
Noises.
Don't touch me. None of this makes me feel
don't
good
touch
on
me.
The inside.
Get away.
Hey, Jor.
Hang on. Got to hear this noise, my new toy.
Careful of the lights.
Yeah.
Oh, that's satisfying.
This is the new Air AJ measuring tape. 7.5 meters, 25 feet. And it's reinforced. It's a tape measure. Like, I'm just really into DIY. But like, good tape measures are hard to come by, because there's loads of cheap ones and they're all fine.
Yeah.
But the more you extend it, as much as it's made out of like, you know, bendy metal, it will eventually flop.
Because it's too heavy.
Yeah, it's too heavy. But this one, it said, will go to 3 meters. Now, I've done two meters 20. That was what I was whacking Marie on the head with there. But that's 220. But it seems to be true. It seems to be able to stay up.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. So I'm impressed. I'll be using that on my next project.
Has anti-flop technology.
Anti-flop, yeah.
I think that's what they call it. AFT for short.
I'm not sure what my new project. I think my next project might be fencing.
As in with a knee piece? Yeah. Oh my God. Thank you, New York Times Crossword. Whoa.
No, not that kind of fencing. Actual fencing. I'm going to tear down ivy. There's ivy in our garden, which looks great because it's green all year round, but my God, it gets everywhere.
Yeah, ivy's a bad.
Yeah. So I'm going to get rid of that, and then I'm going to pull down what I have. I'm going to refence the whole thing. It's going to be a big job. But anyway, I just love it. Anyway.
My granddad was a roofer, and the only two things I learned from him were that ivy, bad juju, and flat roofs, no.
Again,
now, granted, he hasn't, like, he's been dead for 20-odd years and hasn't done a roof, presumably, for 40 years. So things have changed.
They have, because Dermot Bannon was actually asked that question when he was in with us, and he said the same thing. He said, look, there was a time when flat roofs were a terrible idea, but nowadays, the materials, the mechanics of building, the way they're insulated, they're actually fine. So, yeah. You know a good joke you should say about your granddad?
Go on.
You should say, oh, my granddad used to be a roofer. People often ask me, was he the best one? He was up there.
Hey, come on. We did not sign up for bad jokes as an extra.
No, in fact, bad jokes doesn't feature in this week's podcast. What it does feature is Music Master, because, oh my God, I just love when somebody comes on and they're so excited to be part of Music Master. It makes me even more excited. And that was the exact personality of Julita Fox in Shannon. Hi, Julita.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
I'm so excited.
Yes, so am I. I love Music Master.
I listen every single day in my lab in Shannon. Shout out to Sheila and Fergal and Austin and Paulina.
What do you do in the lab apart from listening to me? What else are you supposed to be doing?
We test chemicals to treat water. Hello, Kenny Fox.
Hello to all the lads testing and treating the water. Fair play to you, Julita. Right, so come here. The excitement is up to 90. How's your musical knowledge?
My musical theatre knowledge will be better than my general
knowledge. Okay. Well,
I try my best.
You never know. There might be questions in there about musical theatre. Who knows? But are you ready to give it a go?
Oh, I'm ready to try my hat.
All right, let's do it, Julita.
Thank you.
Round one.
Three categories to choose from now. You can have either ICU, Welcome to the World, or Your Faves. What would you like?
I'm going to lean towards ICU.
Okay, well, it's the C part of that is important, because it's your songs that all start with the letter C. You've got 60 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Michael Bublé and Justin Timberlake both have singles by what name? Cry Me a River. According to the song by Ed Sheeran, where was the castle?
On the hill.
Yes. Was Come On, Come On a hit for the Von Bondies or the Bon Vondies?
The Bon Bondies.
Say it again.
Bon Bondies?
Yes, yes. I have to make sure you got it right. Who sang California Dreamin'?
The Beach Boys?
No, the Mamas and the Papas. Finish the song title from Robin. Call Your Who?
Mother.
Girlfriend. I'm Never Gonna Dance Again, Guilty Feet Have Got No Rhythm, or lyrics from which George Michael classic?
Careslifer.
Yes. Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars became hugely popular after featuring in which medical drama?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Elton John rewrote which ballad after Princess Diana's death?
Oh. Pass.
Candle in the Wind. Who sang about dreaming of Californication?
Pass.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. And there's the drums.
Holiday.
And a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4. It's not bad at all, Julita. And we haven't even got to the bonus round yet. Let's see how we do there.
Bonus round.
Now, I love this bonus round. I'm not sure everybody else does, Julita. I'm not sure how you feel about it, but this is accordion songs. So, they're famous songs that you'll know well. They all begin with the letter C, because that's your category. But they're being played on the accordion, okay?
Okay.
So, you have to try and work out what artist and title is behind this.
Sorry, not a clue.
Really? I thought you nearly had it there. No, they're coming. It's Carly Rae Jepsen and Call Me Maybe is that one.
Okay,
try this one. What do you think?
No, okay.
No? Marie, I'll kill you. That's Coldplay and Clocks. Is that one. Okay, try this one.
Oh, Crazy by...
Yeah?
Is it CeeLo Green?
He's one of the members of the band, so the full band's title is...
No!
No, not coming.
Okay.
No, it's one of those ones you'll know it or you won't know it.
It's not coming to me.
It's not. It's Gnarls Barkley.
No, I certainly
have
not
got. No, it wasn't going to come to you, was it? Gnarls Barkley and Crazy. You got Crazy right. Listen, we did not add it to your score of 4, Julita, but that could be enough to get you through to the final. I think yesterday was only 5, so you never know. Could be enough. So sit tight. John's going to have a go in a few minutes' time and see if he can beat your score. But Julita, it's so good to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, talk to you in a minute. Bye.
Music Master on Today FM.
Right, training season is over for a man called John Haid, who's in Limerick. How are you, John?
Not too bad, Dave. That's right.
Good. So have you been in training? Do you play along at all at home?
I was playing along there. I did better than her in the first round.
Okay.
Yeah, the accordion ones, they kind of caught me on the last one, or the first one, right? Yeah, but yeah. It was a little better here.
Well, okay, fingers crossed. And when you usually play along, do you do all right?
Yeah, it really depends on the categories. Sometimes I can get 7 or 8, sometimes I get 0, you know.
Okay, well, let's jump in and find out how you do.
Round one.
So, ICU is gone. That was the letter C. That's gone. You can have either Welcome to the World or Your Faves. What would you like?
Your Faves, and hopefully they're my faves.
Your Faves. Well, Your Faves, they are, because they're the Today FM Top 500. We did a countdown recently. We've taken all the songs on that list, and we've asked questions on them. So 60 seconds on the clock. These are very popular tunes, John, and your time starts now. I'm Just a Poor Boy, I Need No Sympathy is a lyric from which song? Bohemian Rhapsody. The Stunning sang about brewing up what? Yes. What's Up was a massive hit for which band?
Pass.
Four Non-Blondes. Ricky Wilson sang Every Day I Love You Less and Less as part of which band?
Pass.
Kaiser Chiefs. Did Dua Lipa sing about hovering or levitating?
Levitating.
Yes. The Waterboys sang about the whole of what?
The Moon.
Yep. Name the girl band behind the song Pure Shores.
Okay.
Yes. Save Your Tears was a duet between The Weeknd and who?
Pass.
Ariana Grande. What did Sam Smith sing about having on their mind?
Money.
Yes. Brandy and Monica featured on the list with their infamous duet. What's it called?
Pass.
The Boy Is Mine. According to the song by Paul Simon, you can call him what?
Al.
Yes. Aha sang That Sun Always Shines where? On TV. Under the Bridge was a hit for which rock band?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes. What comes next? Ashes to Ashes?
Dust to Dust.
Dust to Dust. Funk to Funky is the one we were looking for. Funk to Funky from...
Sounded great,
so yeah, listen, if you were saying a prayer, I think you'd be right.
Yeah.
But let's count up on your score there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Excellent first round into you, John. You said sometimes you get 7, sometimes you get 0. Today's the day you got 7. And let's make it even better as we go to the bonus round.
Bonus round.
bonus round.
So again, these are all songs that have featured on Today FM's Top 500, so very, very popular tunes, and they're being played on the accordions. So, John, I need you to identify artist and title of this, please.
Not coming to you.
Adele, Someone Like You, it's called. Okay, that's that one. What about this?
Gautier, Somebody That I Used To Know.
Yeah, you don't even need me to stop that one. Gautier, Somebody That I Used To Know is absolutely right. And the final one for you now to see if you can add this to your score is this.
With or Without You. Is it With or Without You? It's not.
I was enjoying it, John. No, With or Without You is a U2 song. That is not a U2 song. Any idea what it is, though, before I...
No.
Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball it was. So listen, 7 plus 1 gives you a score of 8. John, you are going to go through to the final, but we must bid farewell to Jalita. Jalita!
He trounced me.
Limerick beats Shannon. I'm afraid it's true. But listen, Jalita, I'm going to send you out a Dave Moore mug, all right? And say hi to all the lads in the lab.
Thank you so much. This is so exciting. Okay.
It's a shame she didn't win because she was so sound.
Oh, she was so much fun.
But yeah, more of that. More people
when
just buzzing.
I rang her off air to ask her to come on. Yeah. She announced she was working in a lab and she was like, oh my God. Oh, you could hear everyone in the lab. She's like, ah! They obviously all play.
They all play
every
along,
day.
Okay.
Like, they were all so excited for her to get the chance to play. And she was really good.
She was really good.
Her.
Yeah. No, that's what you want. You want that level of enthusiasm. Because occasionally we get, yeah. No, it's great. Yeah. Father Stone attitude. No, I'll play if you want me to. Like, I don't really mind.
But you know what? To be that excited after not winning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I just love it. I love everything about it.
I love Ask Dave, where you guys ask me questions and I try my best to answer them. And this week I talked about skinny mirrors because I got an anonymous question in. I can understand why. About, are there such a thing? Like, does it exist? Is there a skinny mirror and a not so skinny mirror? Well, it turns out there are, but it also gives us a chance to relive one of my favorite stories of all time, which is Maria telling the story about her housemate who sang an incredible song.
Myself and my younger brother moved to out of home at the same time.
Yeah.
We were very close, and we lived in a house in the mountains with my friend and his friend. It was a 4-bedroom house.
Sorry, just say, this is Dublin Mountains. It's like pretty close. Like, you made it sound like you went and lived in
the drive. If you did the drive every day, you'd feel like you were in the Alps.
Fair enough.
And when it snowed.
Yes, you were snowed in and all that, yeah.
I remember one time, my brother's friend, let's call him Joseph.
Joseph, right? Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm.
Joseph was the last to leave the house
on
in the morning.
On a usual scenario.
Yeah, usually. So it would be me, then my brother, then my friend, then my brother's friend, Joseph. And I didn't go to work one day for whatever reason. But he didn't know
that you were still
that I was still in
about
the house.
Yeah.
And so I could hear him downstairs pottering around getting ready for work. And we had this long skinny kind of mirror in the hallway just before you go out the door. And I heard him sing to himself, skinny, skinny mirror makes me feel so good. And then he left. And
yes.
I honestly must have laughed for about 4 hours. And then I told my friend that we lived with, and it just so happened that her uncle was working in Joseph's job for that week. And so she told her uncle, and when Joseph was in work, the uncle then kind of passed his desk singing, Skinny Mirror makes me feel so good. And he didn't know what was going on.
I'll never grow tired of that, Maria. I don't know, you told me that probably 15 years ago.
It is one of my favourite stories.
It's been stuck in my head ever since.
Oh, it will be forever, trust me.
I have the mirror in my bedroom in my parents' house is a skinny mirror.
Okay.
And it's such a skinny mirror now that, like, it's just everyone checks themselves and, like, no other mirror in the house gets used.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact the next time I'm up there I'm going to be singing that song.
Yeah, you'll sing it to yourself.
It's a great mirror.
He needs to release it as a single.
I think it would sell. Definitely would. We have in our bathroom Our sink is at the window, so we don't have a mirror over the sink. But on an arm, we have like a telescopic arm thing with a round mirror that flips over, and the flip side is the magnifying mirror, right? It gets me in the morning when I walk down into the room and I get my toothbrush and screw my tooth, and I'm so tired. I'm like, okay, and I look up and I just see it's like my eye is like, I'm like, oh my God, please.
I'm awake, okay.
Or worse, you're like, getting ready for work and I don't feel terrible about myself, magnetic. No, my God.
Oh, my pores, my pores.
This is me.
Listen, I love talking to celebrities, particularly when they've got interesting lives, like Mr. Dara Ennis, you know him as the Menace from The Chase. And speaking of The Chase, I had to ask him, are all the chasers mates?
Yeah, we have a WhatsApp group called The Boring Work Group. And we chat. It's mostly centered around quiz and around the show. You know, people have this weird idea that we kind of live together, but, you know, we're very different people. And we actually don't record the show that often. You know, there's we record 3 shows a day.
Yeah.
And so we only actually record, depending on how many episodes we need that year, so the 50, 60, 70 days, we do Beat the Chasers as well. So, you know, there's only a few months of the year, essentially, all spread out where we're all
where you're together. Work. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
And the Chasers aren't together either because one person is on. So the person in the middle show, who does show 2 of the day, will see the other two.
Yes.
The person on the first one and the last one won't see either.
Won't see one person. Yeah, of course. That makes perfect sense. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, so we don't see each other all that much. But, you know, we do award shows and things and we occasionally get together. But yeah, we get along and we're friendly and we're friends. But I wouldn't see some of them for months at a time, and that's just fine.
Dara the Menace Ennis, what a man. And yeah, Chasers. I mean, Rhea, you love that quiz.
I love it. We watch it all the time in my house. All the time. Like the kids. The kids are always like, oh, not The Chase. And we're like, no, you'll understand when you get older. This is class.
We're Tipping Point. So the good thing about Tipping Point is they can just look, if they don't get the question, they can just look at the counters. Are they going to move?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a good kind of balance. Remember,
was it 15 to 1?
Oh, 15 to 1.
That was the chase of my childhood.
Oh,
right.
Like, oh, 15 to 1.
And I'm sorry to say, I'm so old that Going for Gold was the chase of my childhood. Not Matthew, the Irish fella. Oh, what was his name? Going for Gold. I have to look it up while we're talking. Going for Gold.
I don't know if I had one. Like when we get in from school, it was always Neighbours,
then The Den.
Don't know if I watched that with Shelley.
Henry Kelly. Do you remember it? No, you're too young to remember him.
What year did it end, Dave?
It started in 87.
Okay.
And ended in 96.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you were both babies. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I was only small. I was in college. Anyway, we'll move on from there. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. 9 to 12, Monday to Friday on the radio on Today FM. Make sure you tune in. Celebs, Ask Dave, Music Master, Bad Jokes. It's all there, but thanks for listening. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.